Track 10, and now we come to the final round of news stories. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley was one of 330 politicians to support the legislation of assisted dying in a historic vote in the House of Commons. The Terminally Ill Adults, in brackets, End of Life Bill for England and Wales was passed with a majority of 55 votes. The bill will allow terminally ill adults with 6 months or less left to live and who are deemed mentally fit to ask for medical help to end their lives. Speaking after the vote, Martin said, "After meeting with Liz Carr and Prue Leith, reading hundreds of emails from constituents and listening to the debate, I have voted yes." MPs were given a free vote to make a decision based on their own values and the opinions of their constituents.
Builders step in to help replace school's stolen kit. Pupils at a Teignbridge primary school are back on track for reading and spell checking, thanks to a national building company. Home builders Taylor Wimpey Exeter visited Gatehouse Primary Academy in Dawlish last month to see the replacement equipment funded by their donation after the school's Kindles were stolen during a Christmas break-in. The Kindles, which were a donation from the school's PTA during COVID, were taken from the school during a burglary at the school during the 2023/24 Christmas break. Taylor Wimpey's donation was used to purchase spell checkers and LCD pads to replace the Kindles and ensure the pupils have the equipment they need to continue receiving high quality education. While visiting the school to see the new equipment, Taylor Wimpey also gave a presentation on site safety to raise awareness on the importance of following health and safety rules. At the end of the presentation, students were treated to goodie bags. The company also announced the launch of a road safety sign competition, challenging students to design a road safety sign to be put up around its Brookvale development in Dawlish as part of Road Safety Week, a national campaign aimed at raising awareness on the importance of road safety and the devastating impact road crashes have on victims.
Care Home calls for a review after damning CQC report. A care home in Bishop Stainton is to challenge a Care Quality Commission report that has rated it inadequate for a second time and kept it in special measures. Moores Park House says it believes the rating of inadequate is not appropriate and should instead be requires improvement. Managers at the home will request a review of this rating and pointed out that there have been questions and inconsistent ratings raised by others in the past. The CQC conducted that its latest inspection of Moores Park House between May the 28th and July the 15th this year to check managers were making improvements after the previous CQC inspection in 2023. Although the ratings for how effective the service is improved from inadequate to good, all the other areas remained at their previous ratings. These were inadequate for the care home being safe and well-led and requires improvement for caring and responsive. It was worrying to find that, despite some minor improvements, the same level of poor care remained at Moores Park since our last inspection, said CQC Deputy Director of Operations in the South, Catherine Campbell. Leaders had still not taken enough action to address our serious concerns around the quality of care provided, she added. The CQC's main concerns included a lack of consistency in measures to protect residents from abuse or risks to their health and safety, staff numbers, and inadequate systems to deal with complaints or learn from mistakes. Moores Park House argues that the care home has made huge progress in the last 6 months and that the report, based on an inspection that took place 6 months ago, in no way reflects the way the service is currently. It also points out that the CQC is well aware of the progress it has made, as the CQC inspector has taken part in progress meetings as part of the quality support process run by Devon County Council. In the summer, Moores Park House recruited an experienced turnaround consultant who is also a registered nurse as an interim manager. Since that time, the processes have been tightened up, and at the most recent Devon County Council review meetings, which was also attended by the CQC inspector, the significant progress in quality monitoring was acknowledged, a spokesperson from the home said. Moores Park also points out that residents and families were reporting general satisfaction with the service. The latest report states that people and relatives told us staff treated them with kindness and compassion and felt they had good relationships with the staff.
Newton Abbott's branch of Homebase is not up for sale and will likely be rebranded. Homebase has put more than 70 of its stores up for sale, and Newton Abbott is not among them. As such, it is likely that the town's branch of the DIY and gardening retailer will be rebranded as The Range. Retail group CDS, which owns The Range, bought 70 stores in a deal struck with Tenio, the consultancy firm appointed by Homebase to handle its administration. Tenio released the list of the 74 stores without a buyer, and while other Devon stores, including Barnstaple and Honiton, are on the list, Newton Abbott is not. The stores must find a buyer if they are to be saved.
Tynmouth steps into Christmas. Tynmouth was rocking around the Christmas tree on Saturday, the 30th of November, as the townspeople gathered in force for the Christmas light switch-on. The festivities starting with local traders and charities selling their wares in a street market. Visitors were entertained by an array of singers and performers, including Tynmouth players, who gave a taster of this year's pantomime, Cinderella. Santa took time out of his busy schedule to greet youngsters in his grotto, and children also enjoyed face painting, a snow globe, bouncy castle, and a swings carousel. As darkness fell, hundreds of revellers gathered in the triangle for carol singing. A parade featuring children from Tynmouth Primary School with lanterns they'd made in Craft Club and led by a samba band guided more visitors to the triangle for the big light switch on just before 6 p.m. Sadly, Devon County Council traffic wardens failed to join in the festive spirit and were seen booking several traders' vans. However, there are several photographs around the feature, and it does show like it was an extremely colourful and a vitally busy event.